Every day, we rise, challenging ourselves to work for what we believe in. At U.S. Border Patrol, protecting our borders is more than a job. It's a calling. Agents answer the call, working together to keep our country and communities safe. If you are ready for a new mission, join U.S. Border Patrol and go beyond. Learn more at cbp.gov/careers.
You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.
Now for our story. This afternoon in Wakefield's little book and stationery store, Aunt Mary's niece, Peggy Douglas, was studying neat engraved sample cards on display in a large leather-bound book. Cards which stated, in various styles of printing, Mr. and Mrs. Blank request the honor of your presence at the wedding of... She was so absorbed that she didn't hear the young man who walked up behind her.
Hello, Peggy.
Oh, Bill. Why, hello.
Gosh, you certainly were miles away, the way you jumped.
Did I?
Oh, somebody having a birthday at the Lane Farm?
No, why?
Oh, I thought since you're obviously picking out greeting cards. That's a job, isn't it? To find just the right verse. May I help?
Well, Bill...
Yeah, let me see. A wedding announcement.
I'm sorry, Bill.
Don't be. I shouldn't be so nosy.
I mean, I'm sorry you happened to come in just at this moment.
Oh, you mustn't feel that way, Peggy. Besides, I'm not an ostrich, you know. I can't put my head in the sand and pretend nothing's happened.
No. But just knowing about something and... Well, seeing it happening, it's quite different. That's why I'll be glad when the whole thing's over and we can all take it for granted.
I'm not sure I'll ever be able to do that.
Oh, yes, you will, Bill. We'll all be able to. Once we get used to it.
I'm not sure. Just now I have a hard time convincing myself it is really happening. I have a funny kind of feeling...
What sort of feeling is it?
Well, it's hard to describe. I guess it's a sense of unreality more than anything. Almost as if these last months have been a dream.
Yes. I know how that is. Sometimes I feel that way myself.
Do you?
But you'll get over it, Bill. I'm sure you will. It isn't as if you didn't have something awfully important in your life. Knowing you're a father, the responsibility of your baby son, that's very real.
Yeah?
I've told you this before, Bill, but I'd like to say it again. I'm so anxious for you to believe me when I tell you I understand about the baby. I realize you wouldn't feel right if you didn't do your very best for him. And whatever happens... I want you to know I respect you for it.
Thanks, Peggy. It helps a lot to hear you say it. And I just want you to know, Peggy, dear, and to remember that if it weren't for that kid of mine, well, everything would be a lot different. You do understand that, don't you?
Yes, Bill, I understand. It's the way I feel, too. But you have a son. So there's no use our thinking about what might have been, is there? We're each doing what we have to do. And before very long, our whole lives will be changed. You'll be bringing up your baby and...
Yeah, if I get custody of him.
I hope you will. It won't be long now before you'll know, will it?
No, just a few more days.
Well, we'll hope that everything is for the best, shall we?
Yeah, Peggy, dear. And yet, sometimes I ask myself how it can be for the best. Two people
who... Don't, Bill. Don't say it. It'll be easier for both of us if you don't.
As the two young people looked into each other's eyes, unconsciously revealing all the hopeless, tender things they longed to say, neither realized that their fate rested with the young woman, Lisa Fenner, who at the same moment in Lily Devon's Chicago apartment was confronted by Del Shipley.
Look, Lisa, I'm absolutely sure Peggy's in love with Bill Meade. I talked to him. I know how he feels, too. There's only one reason in the world why those two youngsters haven't gotten together since Bill got his divorce. And that reason is your baby.
It's strange. I had to choose once before whether to give up the baby or to try and make a life of my own. And I did make my choice. Now if I claimed the baby, confessed, I'd lose Lance.
Well, that's a chance you have to take. In the first place, Lance is the baby's father. He deserves to know the truth. What kind of a life could you have with him, Lisa? Living a lie, deceiving him.
But I thought we could forget the past and start all over.
You can't do that. Never in this world, believe me, Lisa. It wouldn't work. And I think you know that deep down in your heart. I think you want to do the right thing. To go down to Wakefield with Lily and make a clean breast of it. Now look at me, hon. That is what you want to do, isn't it?
It's not that I don't care what happens to Peggy, I do.
But you know about Peggy now. You know she'll marry a man she doesn't love unless you do what you should to straighten things out. Think of what that means, Lisa. Imagine how you'd feel. You love Lance. Suppose the only thing that separated you was another woman's child. And that woman just stood by and refused to admit it. To claim her own baby.
You make it sound as if I didn't love my baby. As if I were deserting him.
Isn't that what it amounts to?
But you know how it happened, Del. I couldn't have given my baby a proper home. I thought it was the only thing to do then. To let Kit take him. I had to adjust myself to it. I've gone on since then.
But the whole picture's changed now. The baby's father has come back to you. You're able to work again. You could give your child a real home now.
A real home. Without Lance.
Well, Lisa, if you think Lance wouldn't forgive you if he knew the truth, and that's all the more reason you should tell him the truth.
How can you say that if it means he'd leave me?
But don't you see? Lance told you he didn't think you could do anything really wrong. That's why he said he'd be willing to forget the past. He trusts you, Lisa.
Yes, he trusts me. That's why I can't bear to let him down, to let him know what I've done. I don't know what he'd do.
Lisa, you seem to have a blind spot. Can't you understand that you're letting him down even more if you don't tell him the truth? If you go back to him, try to build a life on a lie? Well, think how he'd feel after that, if the truth did come out. As it well might.
But if we had other children, I thought perhaps after we'd gotten back to where we were, after we'd built up a new life, what...
But you couldn't build a life on that basis. Lisa, you have a conscience. I know that. Now, how would you feel remembering Aunt Mary's kindness to you? How she took you in when you were ill, did everything she could for you. And then when you realized that if it weren't for you, Peggy could have been happy with the man she loves. The man she should have.
I can't talk about it anymore. Please, Del, you keep pounding at me.
Well, Lisa, if you don't do what's right, it won't be me who'll be pounding at you. But I can tell you this. You'll never have any peace of mind. Your own sense of decency and justice will torment you. I don't want to be tough on you, Lisa. But if you don't do what you should, well, I think you'll deserve to suffer for it. Well, Lisa, are you going to get ready? Take that train to Wakefield today? With Lily?
Del, I know what you think of me. You probably hate me. Maybe I deserve your contempt, but I just can't do it. I can't.
And so Del Shipley had her answer. The answer to a question which had been burning in her mind ever since she realized that Peggy Douglas planned to marry a man she doesn't love, rather than bring up the child of a woman who had made her so unhappy.